This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Rising up. Toe-to-toe with the globalists. Woo! It's their evil nature.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it's our nature to fight back. And God's going to give us all the intellect, all the will, all the focus, all the blood we need to win. I can feel God beginning to rise and step into the ring now that Satan has taken the arena. All right, let's take some phone calls. Woody in Florida disagrees. We'll skip ahead of a few folks. Woody, what do you disagree about? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, let me start off with this. Psalm 146:3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. But that stated, I'm going to ask you to go back to the Alec that was there in approximately 2015 when Trump said he was going to enter the arena. You said that he had a lot to prove. Well, he didn't prove anything. He's done nothing that you state that he's done, nor anyone from the right. He has controlled opposition.
You know, Trump believes he's for real. He's got problems, but if I tried to list all the good things Trump's done, we'd be here for hours. I really don't agree with that statement.
Well, I could go toe-to-toe with you and everything that you could probably claim. You started off your program today stating that he was against the globalists. Well, he canceled NAFTA, went with the USMCA, and he actually, only thing he really added was the UN, was the overseer, if any nation, participating nations, got into a squabble. He put the UN in charge of the new USMCA. He is nothing but a globalist. He's a puppet. He's controlled opposition. I can prove every point, fact for fact, on any subject.
Well, I don't agree with the statement you made. I mean, that was a big agreement. They didn't like it. What about the prescription drug stuff? He didn't cut the prices of those?
No, I'll tell you what. I'm so glad you brought that up. Why is he out there advocating Big Pharma when he could actually go out there and actually have more prescriptions for natural drugs?
Why is Bill Gates so pissed off and saying, don't take Trump's vaccine, take mine? Why are they so pissed at Trump?
That's great. That's good cop, bad cop. Trump's vaccine's good, Bill Gates is bad. You see the paradigm, sir?
No, I know that he wants to start the economy back. So if he can act like people have faith, then the big vaccine, before it's ready, it just blows away and is a non-issue.
Well, the economy is another great topic. Trump has done nothing to improve this economy. He's only carried the torch from Obama. He's increased the debt. He has actually given his cronies and printed money and given them to over his friends.
Well, let me ask you this. So you're really excited about Joe Biden?
I hate Joe Biden. I hate Trump.
Well, all that stuff is basically your opinion on those issues. Trump's really massively cut the number of troops we have in those foreign countries. Let me guess, that's not true either.
Well, I don't know about the national defense, but I do. Venezuela doesn't want to play games.
Okay, you say that's not intellectually honest. I just asked you a question. Has Trump drawn down the troops in Afghanistan 90%, almost completely pulled them out of Syria? They had to lie to him about that. Has Trump been saying we shouldn't be involved in the Middle East without a reason?
That's what we're told that he's drawing down, but I don't know that. You don't know it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate your call, man. You're not being intellectually honest. The hell I've gone through supporting Trump by the establishment, the fact that he did say no to one-sided deals with China, the fact that he did better negotiations, the fact he tried to have peace with North Korea, he has pissed the globalist off mightily. It's real. I have experienced it. Now, where you're at in your own life, I'm sure you're a successful guy, but you're not in the perspective I'm in. You're not the seat I'm in. All hell has broken loose under Trump. The system is pissed. They are scared. And because he believes in America, he's exposed globalism and the New World Order. You think they want him doing that? He would never do that. Is Trump a saint? Certainly not. Does he mean well? Absolutely. And you didn't prove anything with what you said. But hey, some people are perfect. You are. I'm not. Okay? You'll get Joe Biden. Don't worry. Be right back.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that you were under globalist control, and the traitors of both parties that sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations, and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault, and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete their police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world, to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended to the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, up 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
The story's live.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. The article's live at InfoWars.com. It's a Zero Hedge article, very important. And it's one angle Trump could go with. He's got several others. But the Death Star strategy is Trump contemplating the ultimate constitutional trick shot. Very important article. It goes through it all. Owen Shore will be covering on the War Room coming up at 3 o'clock today, I know. Very important report. The Death Star Strategy, InfoWars.com. Please share it. All right. By the way, we don't screen your calls. I'm glad that caller called in and disagreed. I'm glad he brought up some things that Trump hasn't done, you know, as good as he could have. But I got to go to the callers quickly to get each person on. One thing I don't like is I see it on YouTube sometimes. Callers call and disagree. I talk to him 2 minutes, move to the next person. They go, oh, he cut me off. That's how I got to you, was cutting people off. I've got to get to all these calls. Sarah and then Amir. Sarah in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to call to let you know that you have a lot of Mexicans supporting, and Trump, too, supporting you guys. And it's due to our Catholic-rooted conservative culture. And I can say from California that a lot of Hispanics voted for Trump, including my parents, who have never voted in their 30 years here. And
well, that's the numbers we see. I think California went red. And I talked to all the numbers show it. So they had to block this landslide because this would be a total repudiation. So the good news is America's awake now. Even if they try to steal this, where do you think this goes, Sarah?
Well, let me tell you something. And I go to Mexico and back and forth, so I know my Mexican culture. If the left takes over, then they don't promote, they don't try to win us over anymore. They gave up on us. And let me tell you why. If they try to take us over, what's going to happen is what happened in, I think it was 1928 in Mexico, when the communism tried to take over and destroy the Catholic Church. Everyone rose up. There was even soldiers working secretly to help, and we won. And I don't think Mexicans are going to tolerate that. They're just not, they don't like being told what to do. And they're not a victim. They're a hardworking culture.
Well, that's right. Che Guevara hated Mexicans because they wouldn't submit to him.
Oh, we don't submit. We're hardworking people. We don't victimize ourselves. My parents came here almost starving of poverty, and I have uncles, and they're all wealthy or at least middle class. So we're not a victim. And I hope I have Black Lives Matter people listening to me and white liberals, because they can't win us over. We're just not like that. Even if they're not like Trump fans of Trump, or they're very indifferent to politics, Mexicans, they will never let.
Well, that's it.
Happen.
People like now know Trump was good. And we know he tried, and whatever happens to him, it's the beginning of the end for the globalists. But that's what's scary, is they know that, so they're going to really try to hurt us. I mean, Justin Trudeau and all of them are saying they're going to hurt us with the lockdown to teach us. Sorry, you bankrupt me. It doesn't teach me. It makes me hate your ass forever.
Yep. And I want to Ocasio-Cortez and all of them. What's going to happen when they try to take us over? I hope they can go watch For the Greater Glory. It was a great movie on what happened in Mexico when communism tried to take it over. That's what's going to happen if they ever try to take us over. We don't like the government. We don't like being told what to do. That's the one thing about Mexico.
No, I hear you. Well, that's the point about any red-blooded people. You need to stand up to evil. Even if it's an endless fight, it's better to be in an endless war than to be a slave. I hear you. Amir in Arizona, go ahead. Thank you.
Professor Miro Obeya here in Arizona. There's two constitutions. There was the one in 1776, the Constitution of the United States of America. Then in 1871, they came out with the second one, which is the Act of 1871, which is when they established the corporations of color of law to take
You're absolutely
America.
Right, and that's when they brought in the 13th Amendment, all the rest of those.
A part of the Act of 1871, there's a remedy in all law. It's the Enforcement Act of 1871, which deals with voter fraud, where the president can enact the military to come in and take over and get everything straight.
And by the way, I don't want the military to take over. But if the Chi-Coms and the globalists are about to take over, then yes, I want the military to block it.
It has been controlling this whole situation since Trump got in. That's why they installed Trump in, to take over the corporation, since he is a businessman who knows how to control businesses, to take over the United States corporation to fix it. That way the people can have...
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm told Trump's confident that he's going to win. So what the hell's about to happen in the next 58 days, sir?
Next 58 days, mass arrest. The consciousness of the people is going to have to wake up. Especially the blacks. There's no such thing as a black person. I myself am melanated. There is no black race. There is no black people. Under the color of law, calling yourself black makes you a stateless person. Being a stateless person, the government has the right to claim you as cattle.
Well, that's true. That's why they do medical experiments on blacks, because under the 13th Amendment and all the rest of it, they put you in this no man's land. You've done your research.
Exactly, and that's why they wanted blacks to call themselves African-Americans to get them out of the country, because calling yourself African-American...
Well, that's why they call people Native Americans, too. Their heritage is great, but it's a legalese where they can put you on a reservation, even financially. Great points. Thank you, Amir. Got to move quick. Everybody in here. Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, you're on the air.
Alex, your body is wonderful, wonderful, especially this time of year when arthritis aches are kicking up. It certainly helps me outrun the lonely cat ladies in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
Now, I call because with all this threat to the COG continuation of government, why? From China, from the civil war within the intelligence community, the DOJ not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Why is Trump not declaring a national emergency? Why is there not martial law? Why is there no Rex 84 going on?
Because the Justice Department is totally under the control of the globalists, and Trump basically is like a brain that doesn't have nerve endings in the body, so he can think stuff all day. Like, if I want to lift my arm, my brain says to do it, okay? But if I had my neck broken, I couldn't do that. So Trump is like a person that I was going to get, is quadriplegic. What is it when you're from neck down paralyzed?
In pain.
Yeah, I mean, I forget the medical term because there's different parts of the body. Yeah. If you're paralyzed neck down, what's that called? Well, Trump's basically Trump has like control of one finger. He just that's the problem. He never got control of the government.
And just get all the MPs in here. I mean that bypasses posse comitatus to use the MPs to settle down the government and get control of it. Because COG is definitely threatened.
I hear you. Well, I got it right. It's quadriplegic. So there you go. I mean, America is a quadriplegic. We're just totally, Trump's like a brain giving orders and it doesn't happen. And I've learned how this works. I've got a great crew, but if they weren't putting up with me and working hard, none of this would work. You start getting into tens of thousands of people, forget it. It's why only immoral people can be ruled by a republic. Only immoral people can be free. And we're not immoral people. You may be moral. I might be somewhat moral. I try to be good. But only immoral people can be free. Thomas in Denver, last caller. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Abracadabra, Alex. How are you?
Man, I'm pretty freaked out, brother.
I called you a couple weeks ago, and I was a little bit excited, so I hope you'll let me articulate my point here.
Sure, we got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
I have a viable, peaceful solution for everyone that's dealing with this. I talked to you before about requiring driver license from your public servants. If you take orders from a public servant who is unidentified to you, you are consenting to a contract, whether it be for a mask or a vaccine or anything else. Okay, this system has been infiltrated by globalists who want to take away our courts. As long as the king's courts are open, it will be peaceful solutions.
But well, that's right. They've shut down access to the courts under this. This is a total siege. You're right.
This will help you, Alex. If they come after you, who are they? Identify them. Make them create joinder with their person because the person holds the office. If they don't identify themselves, you're doing business. This is a commerce system. You're doing business with an unidentified entity. They will not create joinder with their
No,
person.
I know. These feds would come sit in the restaurants with us. I'd just get up and walk over, and they'd run out of the restaurant. Because it's all like, I'm supposed to get scared. You're in there with me? Look, I'm out of time. I love you, Thomas. Sorry to the callers. I got to most of you. Gerald Celente is loaded for bear as usual. He takes over. That's 45 minutes. That Owen Schroyer, the war room. And the crew's been so exhausted and so understaffed, we haven't even been doing the nighttime show. But the next few nights we will. And that's the election countdown, 79 days of hell, whatever the hell you want to call it. And so much more. Yama Rain's like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, we don't have the crew to do it. I mean, what show do I cancel? I don't know. We don't have the crew.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Here we are, Wonderland. You wonder what land this is. So I have some breaking news for you. You ready? All of these politicians and these little freaky boys and girls, these so-called health experts, they're not health experts. They're little low-life bureaucrats that suck their way up to get to where they are. They're little nobodies of nothing. Again, I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology and taught it at St. John's University. I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. I know what the deal looks like. So these little freaks with their arrogant little attitudes, little nobodies of nothing, they're telling us what to do. So they are guilty. The slimy little low-life bureaucrats who suck up and bow down and do what they're told to say and do. And those little low-life characters up there called governors and mayors and chancellors and presidents and prime ministers all around the world that are giving orders are nothing more, right here with the facts, than sexist and racist. The coronavirus war, the COVID war, launched by the politicians and backed up by the bureaucrats, is racist and sexist. This is everything for Me Too and BLM to know about. Because here are the facts. They're doing this to punish you. I got it right here. You ready? Who's this from? Well, it's from the Financial Times. Women lose out on job opportunities created by the pandemic. Financial Times, November 23rd, 2020. Almost 800,000 jobs have been created, blah, blah, blah. All right. The worst hit areas of work are low-paid jobs and swaths of the service sector, which tend to mostly employ women. Across the 34 OECD countries, Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, women are more likely to be in temporary jobs and in all of the member countries which the data are available. Quote, the pandemic may be contributed to a widening of the gender gap. And this is according to their science and technology director. Women continue to bear the brunt of the crisis, said the International Labor Organization's Gender Equality Diversity Branch. For many women, COVID-19 threatens their jobs and livelihoods, they said. All right? Right there. But they're wrong with the title. It's not created by the pandemic. It's created by arrogant little freaks and fools, little scum, nothings of nothing. I love that video on InfoWars of those women
calling out that little clown boy, Governor Murphy, a gutless little nothing. And look how they put their masks on. Don't say a word. Well, they have all these people at that table. What are there, 10 people there? But when you stand up, you got to put your mask on. Look at this. Look at this hypocrisy. So there, me too. There you are. Look at this little clown. Doesn't do anything. Keeps eating. That, look, they keep eating as they're being called out. That shows you how gutless they are. How cowardly they are. And look at that little boy. Another little boy born on third base and thought he had a home run. Now she goes to put a mask on. Look at this, cowards, little creepy cowards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Look at these people. Oh, you look at that little gutless clown. Look at that little boy. And people take orders. Look at him. He keeps eating. That's what a little freak clown he is. Look at them. Look at them. And they're telling us what to do. They're telling us what to do. Little clowns of nothing. Governor Phil Murphy, up your you-know-what. Look at them. These aren't men and women. Oh, got his mask on. Oh, I got to put my mask on, too. I'll be like all the little stupid prostitutes out there. And we're bringing you today from Alex Jones Live on InfoWars. My glasses are fogging up. I'm a little jerk breathing in my crap, and he's worth, masks ain't worth crap. But I'm a little crapster prostitute, so I'll tell you what to do. And you'll follow me. So, all you women out there, hey, me too, where are you? Murphy, Cuomo, Gruesome, even Mitchum. Hey, and that clown over there in New Mexico. Oh, if only women were in charge. Look at these low-life men and women. I shouldn't call them men and women. They're boys and girls. And these things wouldn't go anywhere if the low-life element of the police force wouldn't enforce them. Look at that little boy. Can you imagine this guy in a fight? Can you imagine him in a fight? I'll stand in the no bullying zone. I'll stand in the no bullying zone. Thump! Like that. Gone. Yeah, look at her. Lighthead. Lighthead from Chicago. Lori Lighthead. Hey, where are you women? You're killing the women's jobs. Oh, and the blacks. The blacks. African Americans hit hardest by cuts. Right here in the Financial Times. The COVID war that they're launching on you is sexist and racist. Where's BLM? Hey, black lives don't matter when they're putting you out of work, out of jobs. Oh, that doesn't count? What a freak show. What a freak show. Financial Times, not making it up. Yep. You got it. How come you're not protesting? Where's the blowback? How can any people look up to these little nothings? Governor. Oh, Cuomo won the Emmy. That shows you how low lives they are. A little nothing of a character that wouldn't be anybody if Daddy wasn't Mario. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned. And support InfoWars.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the heroes sheep that wear the mask to go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what
Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. APNR, the Alex Jones Show. Remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. These are critical times. Censorship is real. And it's just getting worse. I just got censored again. And again, support the Trends Journal, too. We're fighting. I put my money where my heart and mind are, like InfoWars does. I hold rallies. I put out, look at that. Biden time. Mask up, bend over, and take your shot. All right? And that's 92 pages, by the way, this past week's Trends Journal. Information you won't find anywhere else in the terms of what's going on, what it means, what's next. Here are the trends. Here's our trends analysis, the opportunities to consider. And the motto of the magazine is think for yourself. So I just got banned again from Facebook for putting something on. You ready? It's one of the songs I put together. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. You can't go out and play. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. I'll tell you where to stay. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. You will obey. Heil Hitler. Your post goes against our community standards on dangerous individuals and organizations. How about that, huh? How about that? Slimy little Zuckerberg. How about that freak from Twitter? Look at these little clown boys. Arrogant little nothings. Look at them. Zuckerberg, take out that Z and put another letter in front of it. A, B, C, D, E, you know what. And look at that other clown. Look at that other freak right in front of everybody's eyes. Twitter. Dorsey Gruesome. Yep. I guess you could put him together with Cuomo with his nipple rings and they would be a great pair. Could you imagine? Get back in your house. Get back in your house. You can't go out and play. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. I'll tell you where to stay. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. You will obey. Heil Hitler. How dare you say Hitler? I should say Heil Cuomo. Heil Merkel. Oh, yeah, the people in Germany are protesting against Merkel. They did away with the Constitution and gave her the Hitlerist powers like they have in the United States with these governors. All right, these guys, these cops are the worst. With their microphones, they say, and they spray. Look at what kind of men would do that to their people. What kind of men? I'll tell you what kind of men wouldn't. The police in Kingston, New York. They're real men and women. They would never do this to the people. Never. Not for that. Look at this. What slimers, police. And we pay these little jerks, just like we pay those slimy politicians that could care less if you're out of work or lose your business. Look at them ganging up on a person. Look how tough they are. In their military drag. Oh, yeah. Military drag. Look at them. Look at them. Step on them, beat them, punch them. Come to me, man to man, and tell me to do something. How dare people protest against being locked down? It's banned on Facebook. Look, I fight. I put my money where my heart and mind is. I need your help. InfoWars needs your help. Spread the word of truth, justice, and the American way. You know what the title of the song I wrote? It's called Liberty, Love, Joy, and Beauty. That was the name of the song. I got some little piece of crap, like a witless Whitmer, a Cuomo craphead, a Murphy nothing, a wolf. Little wolf, look at that little jerk of nothing wolf. Telling people you gotta wear a mask in your house like he does. Like that guy Newsom and his rich people, $400 a head when you have a party at the French Laundry. Yeah, it's a laundry, all right. It's a whitewash. And then that little slime ball passes more of the regulations to lock. Look at that crap head. Look at that little boy of nothing, a nothing, telling you what to do. Heil Gruesome Newsome. Oh, I better be careful. I might get banned on InfoWars. Only kidding. New York's hospitals will be overwhelmed by coronavirus patients without help from U.S. military. Look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. You saw it. Look at it, look at it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Probably more. about 12, 14 people singing. But when you stand up, you got to put your mask on. I will tell you what to do. I'm a little nobody freak. And everybody will obey me. You're going out of business. The streets are dead. The streets are dead. People's livelihoods are gone. Put all their energy into building their business. Working day and night, night and day. Out of business. Yep. Dining inside luxury French restaurant. The laundry. Yeah. Washing the crap out of his mouth and shoving it down our throat. That's what the laundry's doing. Some 65 ICU beds are occupied by coronavirus patients as of Sunday afternoon, Cuomo said. The state has recorded, this is going back last March. The wave could break the hospital system, Cuomo said. In my opinion, which is not science-based, you will not be able to flatten the curve and avoid the wave. You will be short thousands of ICU beds, thousands of ventilators. Totally crap. Crap shooting out of the crap head's mouth. It never happened. They brought a ship in here. They closed down the Javits Center, which is already closed down. That's a huge convention center on the west side. And turned it into a hospital, as other places with hospitals. Empty, empty. And the Emmys go to the clown crap head Cuomo. Where are the people? Hallelujah! All aboard! Next train to Auschwitz! And put on your mask. Oh, Salenti, calm down. You might get a heart attack. Yeah, I'm dying of pain. Pain and suffering to see what's happened to my country. The United States of America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Where you don't have free speech anymore, I got a little piece of crap like Zuckerberg shutting us down. No right to assembly. Tell me the name of the moron running your city, state. You could have 5 people. I say 10 people. I say 12 people. No right to assembly. And no right for freedom of expression. Can't you see what's happening to us? We have to unite. The billionaires are in control. Support InfoWars. Look at these freaks. My God, you cannot do a grade B movie worse than this. Support the Trends Journal. Unless you want them to keep running and ruining our lives. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Oh, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much. And listen, everybody, do what you can to support InfoWars. We're in a very critical stage right now. Censorship is real. I'm getting censored on LinkedIn. I read you the one that got sent for writing a song. And so do what you can. They're products. You need these products now. This is a very crucial time. And this is the final day of the America in Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2. And it's coming. So support InfoWars in the fight against total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguised as Lockdown 2. And it's up to 60% off plus free shipping and triple Patriot points store wide. Look, they've decided to launch this emergency sale on InfoWars.com as the Republic is on death's doorstep and fighting for a life. And we're fighting for our life. And they're getting these products out to you ahead of Biden's promised draconian lockdown that's set to rival martial law like we've seen in Australia and Europe. Yeah, particularly Austria. Yeah, Heil Hitler over there. And Germany. We're hoping and praying for the best. But you have to prepare for the worst. You know, as I say, prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you don't lose anything. If you don't prepare for the worst and the worst happens, then you lose everything. So prepare, and the products that they have that you really want to consider getting are DNA Force Plus, that's 50% off, plus free shipping. Vaso B, 50% off. Alpha Power. I love that. Oh, no Alpha Power. Not allowed anymore. And we have BioTube Selenium, Ultra 12, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 10% off. Covichil, 50% off. My favorite, here we go. My favorite, Super Male Vitality. Oh, yeah. Mwah! And how much is that off? That's only 25% off. And I know why, because it really gives you that vitality. You got Turbo Force, 50% off. Knockout, 25% off. Shirts, $17.76 plus free shipping. All SRL products, 60%. All these have free shipping. And so revamp your daily routine and make sure you save big on these everyday essentials today at InfoWars Store. Do what you can to support freedom. Because when you look at the facts and you look at the faces, look at the little freaks we have telling us what to do. You saw that little nothing boy of Murphy with a pair of cojones, smaller than a mothballs. Look at him, look at him. If that was me, my father, my aunts, my uncles, Marona me. Well, we'd never be there. They'd never be in his position. Nobody would ever talk to them like that. Look at them. Cowards, little smile. Look at that smiley coward face. And then it's not only in the United States. Take a look at France. Oh, yeah, France with Macron the Godson. There's the foreign minister. You can't make this up. Look at that little piece of jerk of nothing. Foreign minister? This guy's from a foreign planet, man. That ain't no man. That's a little boy like all the rest, born on third base and thought they hit a home run. What kind of royal family did you come from? The royal family. They even call these people the Prince of England. The royal up your you-know-what. A royal screw you. Save your royal crap. Royal Highness. Your Highness, yeah. With an A and an S and you know what. Telling us what to do. Look at them. Look at that guy over there. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. It's a cover for Mad Magazine. When Mad was Mad. It's gone. And you got that little jerk over there. I love that other clown you got over there in Ohio. The wine. The wine. With his mask and the wine. These aren't men and women. Hey, but Biden's coming in, and all the liberals love him. Top page from today's toilet paper record, the New York Slime. Biden to choose alliance builder as top diplomat. Diplomat. Yeah. Anthony J. Blinken, defender of global alliances, and when a president-elect Joseph R. Biden Jr., sucking off the public you-know-what all your life, never worked a day in your life. Closest foreign advisors is expected to be nominated for Secretary of State. You ready? Mr. Blinken, 58, a former Deputy Secretary of State under President Barack Obama, began his career at State Department during the Clinton administration. And it goes on to the back page. Front page story onto the back page. Described by some as a centrist with a streak of interventionism, Mr. Blinken has also sought, all right, a streak of interventionism. Isn't that nice? Hey, little boy, why don't you go lead the charge? Hey, you want to go intervene? Hey, little boy, lead the charge. That's right. Dress up in your military drag and go out there. Oh, no, you're going to send the poorer kids to do it, huh? Obama criminal war against Yemen. This is from the World Socialist Organization, April 10th, 2015. Saudi Arabia launched the war against Yemen from the United States with the approval of the Peace of Nobel Crap Prize winner, the murderous Barack Obama, quote, I'm really good at killing people with his drone strikes, as quoted in the book Double Down. As the bombing campaign set against Yemen extends into its third week, the Obama administration has stepped up direct U.S. involvement in what constitutes an illegal war that threatens to precipitate a massive humanitarian crisis, which it has. The target is Yemen, the poorest country in the Middle East. U.S. officials acknowledged this week that the Pentagon is playing a decisive role in making these war crimes possible. It has accelerated the delivery of bombs, missiles, and other weapons to Saudi Arabia for the purpose of killing more Yemenis and boosting the profits of the U.S. arms merchants. You ready? Just between 2010 and 2014, the Obama administration reached $90 billion worth of arms deals with the Saudi monarchy, making it the top U.S. customer. On a trip to Riyadh, Anthony Blinken, the Deputy Secretary of State revealed that the United States has also stepped up its intelligence sharing and logistical support for Saudi-led onslaught, establishing a joint coordination planning cell. The U.S. military is not only shipping the bombs to drop on Yemen, but providing Saudi pilots with the targets to be struck and fueling to reach them. Tony Blinken, star turn. This is from Politico, 2013. President Barack Obama adopted an all-hands-on-deck approach. To explain the White House evolving strategy on Syria a few weeks ago, Blinken, 51, was one of the several aides tapped to take a more robust public relations role. Isn't that nice? And while the decision to intervene militarily in Libya was often portrayed as one of driven by a set of powerful women, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, and Hillary Clinton. Oh, if only women were in charge. Blinken, Obama's national defense secretary, were among the vocal minority who argued it was America's interest to stop Muammar Gaddafi. All right, there you got it. Do what you can to support InfoWars. Support the Trends Journal. We're bringing you information no one else is bringing you. Thank you. See you next
time. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.